I'm Jennifer Evans, Director of Operations at Stingray Charlottetown, with a message from our Ocean 100 family. Today, we are mourning the loss of our colleague and our very dear friend, Carrie Wynn McLeod. On behalf of the entire Stingray team, we extend our deepest sympathies to her sister, Donna Lee, her father, Jack, her extended family, and her many friends. This is a heartbreaking loss for our Ocean 100 team and you, our dedicated listeners across Prince Edward Island. We invite you to listen to Ocean 100 as we celebrate the life and the broadcasting career of Carrie Wynn McLeod.
On days like today, we look for words. Words to comfort, to explain, words to capture how we feel and to express our feelings of shock and sadness, of horror and dismay. But the words come with great difficulty, if at all. What we know for sure is that our friends, our families, our communities are all feeling the same as we are. What we do know, though, as always, is that we will get through. Our communities are built on hope, pride, and a sense of togetherness that is much more powerful than what we feel today. Our family at Ocean 100 and Hot 105.5 is here with you, and we will continue to be and reflect your voice during this time. A voice of truth, but also a voice of hope. Please join us now for a moment of silence.
I've learned certainly as well that the grieving process, there's no how-to books, I guess you could say. There's no step-by-step guideline. There's no rule book. There's no manual to tell you just exactly how it's supposed to be and when it should be done or over with. There's also been, I know, thousands of others right across this province that have been doing the same thing. I've certainly felt the arms of the island wrapped around me and my family during what's been the darkest hour and probably the lowest valley that I shall ever encounter in this world. And I believe definitely from the bottom of my heart that it's been those thoughts and prayers that have lifted me out of bed each and every day. Is the grief and sadness over? No, certainly it isn't. If I laugh, does that mean I'm done crying? Certainly not. If I'm smiling, does it mean I'm no longer sad? Of course it doesn't. But those things do mean that I am trying to allow myself to be happy, even for just a few moments, and without feeling guilt, I guess you could say. And, of course, many celebrations happen at home. But my second family is in this room with me right now and also outside these glass doors. And I know everybody's ready to hold my hand as start yet another journey. Mm-hmm. Ocean 100 certainly feels like where I'm supposed to be. This is a poem, and it's called Laughter. And it goes like this. Sense of humor, God's great gift, causes spirits to uplift, helps to make our bodies mend, lightens burdens, cheers a friend. Tickles children, elders grin at this warmth that glows within. Surely in the great hereafter, heaven must be full of laughter.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, and we all have sorrow.
always tomorrow.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
So please swallow your pride if I have things you need to borrow.
For no one can fill those of your needs that you won't let show.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on,
for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
So if there is a load you have to bear
that you can't carry,
right up the road I'll share your load. If you just call me,
call me,
need a friend,
call me, oh, call me. If you need a friend,
call me.
Oh, call me. Call me if you need a friend.
Call me.
This is a day to remember our friend and colleague, Carrie Wood McLeod.